I'm going to do something a little bit different than the way we've done it before. In times past, we've broken off into prayer groups and went to different places, and I thought it was very effective. I think sometimes we need to go to our classrooms and pray and find a place there and just be reminded. Get a roll book out and look at every name that's on there and pray for those people and trust the Lord with that. And you know, we need to do things like that. And then other times we've come and we've gathered around the altar and we've prayed. Now I'm going to do something even a little bit different than that. And we're going to have five sessions of prayer. Similar to what we've done on Monday nights, but not really. I'm going to call on somebody to pray and to come up here and to pray about these certain things. But I want you to look with me in your Bible. And then at the end of this, I've got a couple of things I'm going to ask that we do. And if you have your pen, your pens, pencils, whatever you use, I want you to write these scriptures down. In a few moments, I want you to write things down. This is some things that I want you to do. And I think it'll help you because sometimes, you know, we just get so busy. One of the greatest lines or one of the greatest things I've heard said is nothing is dynamic unless it's specific. And I think we have to get specific about some things. And as specific in our prayer life, but not only our prayer life, but in our life for the Lord. So I want you to look at a couple of verses of Scripture. I've given you those verses already. Psalm 145, verse number 18 in the Old Testament. I want you to look there with me. And I want you to see a prayer promise from the Old Testament. Then we're going to look at a prayer promise in the New Testament. And by the way, if we looked at every prayer promise in the Bible, we'd be here all night long. But I want to look at these two. And notice what the Bible said in Psalm 145, verse number 18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. And so there's something precious about that verse, isn't there? Sometimes people say, well, the Lord hears everybody in their prayer. You know, and I believe that God hears the prayers of people, but I don't believe that He hears a sinner praying until a sinner comes to know the Lord. Or sometimes in His mercy, He does answer a prayer of a sinner. It's just because He's God. And by the way, He can answer whoever's prayer He wants to. And we know that the Bible teaches us when we regard iniquity in our heart that the Lord does not hear us, right? We understand that. But notice what the Bible says here. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. And it continues that statement, to all that call upon Him in truth. And that's what our prayer life is to be tonight. It is to be calling upon the Lord in truth. You know, sometimes I think our public prayers are pretentious prayers. We want to sound good for people and all that. And I think prayer is not something that we rush into. When I call on somebody to pray, I don't want them to say, Lord, I want to thank You for this day. Thank You for everything You've done. Blah, 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 blah. And amen, you know. I don't think that's talking to the Lord. I think that's just trying to get a prayer done. And I believe we ought to enter into his presence with reverence and thanksgiving. And there's times, it seems like more and more as I pray, I want to think about what I'm praying. I want to pray in truth, you know, and I want to approach Him reverently and in a holy manner because the Bible teaches us the Lord's nigh unto all them that call upon Him, that call upon Him in truth. But I want you to look with me in the New Testament in Matthew chapter 21 and verse number 22. This is a great verse. The Bible says this is the Lord Jesus is speaking here and He's there's some things that's been happening, but I want you to see this one verse. Now, the verse before, it's talking about faith and not doubting, but this verse, I want you to get your attention on it. It says, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. In all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. So we're to pray in truth and we're to pray believing. John R. Rice has a book out on prayer, and of course, Dr. Rice has been dead for years. It's one of the greatest books on prayer, and it's so very simple. It's pretty thick. But the title of the book is Prayer is Asking and Receiving. That's what prayer is. You know, a lot of times in our prayer life, you know what we do? We tell God things like He don't know. You know? We'll get up and we'll say, Lord, you know we were down in Sunday school today and, you know, Our prayer life ought to be such as, Lord, help us to reach more in Sunday school. Lord, help us to not fail to be faithful. You know, and we need to learn that, because when we see the prayers in the Bible, it was never people telling the Lord what he already knew. It was people praying and asking God to do something, and they were believing that God was going to. And if we're going to see anything happen next week, or even tonight, or the rest of this week, it's going to be through prayer. And we need to learn to pray believing. And we need to learn to pray in truth. And a lot of times I'll go to the Lord in prayer and I'll bring a problem to him and I walk away from that prayer and I just think, boy, that'll never happen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm already defeated. And I've asked the Lord to help me to have a greater prayer life. And I'm telling you, it's difficult sometimes, isn't it? When I see the circumstance and I see the situation, I always put the human thumb on it. And I have to remember that God's God, and he's greater than anything that we can do, or he can do greater things than we can do, and he already knows our prayers and answers them. So tonight, I've got this prayer list, and I've got some things, and I want you to write some things down. I hope you wrote those two scriptures down under where it says Bible Conference Prayer List, Psalm 145, verse 18, Matthew 21, 22. Then I want you to look. First thing I want you to pray for, and look, you can make more of a prayer list than this. This is just some things that I'm asking you to do and to pray for. But number one, I want you to pray for our speakers. Pray for our speakers, the ones that are coming in. And I want you to look with me in Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 13. Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 13. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." We know that verse of Scripture, don't we? But I love what the Bible says. It's almost like there's a reverse circumstances here that's given to us, all the way back to the calling of the preacher. But the Bible goes on in verse number 14. It says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring the glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Esaias saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now I want you to note that the Lord here has put an emphasis on the preaching of the Bible, the preaching of the truth. And the Bible says how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Starting Sunday, we're going to have four different preachers behind this pulpit that's going to be preaching the truth of God's Word. Now there's one thing that I can assure you of, and that is I will always do my best to bring in preachers that are going to preach the truth of God's Word. We may have had preachers in days gone by, and we may have preachers in the future that may not be what you call dynamic. They may not be somebody that makes everybody feel all giddy about themselves, but I tell you what they'll do, they'll preach the truth. And dear friends, it's the truth that people need, right? A lot of people says, well, you know, the truth will set you free. But they don't get all the verse. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So what we need to do is, I know these preachers are going to preach the truth, but we need to pray for them that the power of the Spirit of God would rest upon them. I'm talking, I want you to call them out by name. Dr. J. Ray Lindsay, we're not unfamiliar with him around here, no doubt. He's been in this area for a long time. He's a man that's been through a lot of battles and seen a lot of things. He's loved by some, and there's no doubt there's some people that don't care for him. You know why I know that? Because that's the way everybody is. But I want to tell you something. He's a man of God, and he's preached the truth. And he'll come in here Sunday, and he can preach the truth, and he can open up this book and preach the truth. But you want something special from God? Let's pray for him. Then Brother Terry Cruz will be preaching Monday night and Wednesday night. We know Brother Terry. Terry's a great preacher. Love to hear him. He's going to come in here and preach, but you won't get more out of it. Pray for him. Loved by some, no doubt. Disliked by others. You want to know why? He's a preacher. Did you know everybody doesn't love preachers? Now, I know y'all can't imagine that, but everybody doesn't like preachers. Brother Tim Cruz, his brother. Brother Tim was here a few years ago, the first Bible conference we had. Brother Tim was here. Different personality than Brother Terry, no doubt about it, but a great preacher, and we love him, and he's a friend, been a friend to me, and he's a great man, and got a church that's growing. We need to pray for him. And then Brother Tom Sexton, Dr. Tom Sexton will be with us on Friday night. I'm excited about having him back with us. We need to pray for him. Look, if you want to get something out of the meeting, you've got to put something into it. And if you want the preachers to give you something, you have to pray for them. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take some time right now, and we're going to pray for these men. I'll ask Brother Mickey to come up, and we'll pray for the preachers tonight. All right? We'll pray for these preachers and call them out by name. And it don't have to be a long prayer. Just briefly pray, but let's ask God to do something. And while he's praying, we're uniting with him in prayer. And I think anytime somebody is leading in prayer in a public meeting, and when they get done, that we're going to all say amen together. I'm agreeing with that. All right? If you agree. Now, if you don't agree, don't say amen. All right? But you do that. All right? Let's pray together as Brother Mickey prays.
Dear Lord, we come to you, Lord, Jesus, on behalf of these preachers that's going to be with us this week. I pray, God, for Brother Ray Lindsay, Lord. He's been a friend down through the years. Lord, we've heard him preach the gospel, and Lord, we know that he's your man. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll use him on Sunday. Lord, may you give him the right message for us. Lord, prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive that message. And Lord, that we'll do something with it. Yes. Lord, we're looking forward to a great meeting. Yes. Lord, I pray for Brother Terry Cruz. Lord, I pray that you give him safe travel here. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd use him in a mighty way. Lord, on Tuesday and Wednesday, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll speak to him, Lord, and let the message speak to our hearts again. Lord, I pray for his brother Tim. Lord, as he comes, I pray that you give him safe travel. Lord, prepare the way. Lord, we need this meeting this week, and Lord, I need it. Lord, I need the message from the messenger. And Lord, sometimes the message is hard. And Lord, but that's what we need to keep us going in the will of God. Lord, I pray for Brother Tom Sexton. Lord, as he comes, I pray that you'd bless him. Lord, we've heard him a few times and grown to love him. And Lord, we know that he's your man. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd use him. Lord, use all these men in their places of pastorate and evangelism. I pray, God, that they'll see many souls saved. Lord, now we want to we look forward to this meeting this week. And again, Lord, I pray, God, that you would do a work in my heart. Lord, I need you. Lord, I fail you in so many ways. And Lord, I ask you to help me draw closer to you. Help me to be found in the center of your will and do those things that would be pleasing to you. For we ask these things in the name of our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to look with me in the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 33. Jeremiah, chapter number 33. Another great prayer promise. The Bible says in verse number 3, Jeremiah, and I want you to write that verse out. After speakers, write out to the right of it, I hope that you'll write Romans 10, 13 through 17. Then to the right of this, list specifically what you're asking God to do for you in the meeting, and pray about it. And then outside of that, to the right, would you write this Jeremiah 33:3, not the whole verse, just write the reference. This is what the Bible says. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto thee, unto me, I will answer thee, show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. On your list, right there, right now, would you take just a moment? And I want you to think about some things. And I want you to list specifically what you're going to ask God to do for you in the meeting. And something you're going to pray about. Would you write that down? Would you take some time to do that? Let's write it down right now. I'm going to write mine down. By the way, I didn't fill this out beforehand. I thought I'd just wait and do it with y'all. Call unto me, I will answer thee, show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Tonight we're going to pray together about this. I'm going to ask the Lord to do this. I'm going to pray. I'm going to have Brother Mickey come back up here and pray in just a few moments, and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to do that tonight. I don't want to put other people on the spot to do this. And if Brother Chris had been able to be here, I'd have had him up here praying with us tonight, but he's watching some sick youngins. But I want us to pray about this. Let's be sincere. We're praying specifically about some things that we're going to ask God to do through the meeting in our lives. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. Lord, we know how much you love us and how much you care for us. And Lord, we realize our faults and our need of thee. So, Lord, we call upon thee, asking you to help us. Lord, I realize on every list there are specifics that people have mentioned, and I don't know what they are, but I want to thank you, Lord, that you know what they are. And Lord, I'm asking you to help us with these things. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to step out to a greater degree. I pray, Lord, that you'll help this meeting to bring us into a closer relationship with you. And Lord, I pray that it'll do something in our lives, Lord, that'll change us for eternity. Lord, that people would see a difference, positive difference. Lord, that they would see Christ more real in us as a result of the preached word from these men that come and our response and our obedience to it. And we'll thank you for all that's accomplished. For the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And amen. I want you to turn with me now to the book of Philippians, chapter number 1. Philippians, chapter number 1, verse number 9. This next thing says, list specifically what you're asking God to do for our church and pray about it. For our church. I'm glad to see some of y'all have already started writing. That's great. I'm going to read a passage of Scripture here. And if you'll just give me just a moment to read this, and you'll continue writing in just a moment. Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 9. Paul was writing, of course, to the church at Philippi. And he was praying for that church. Now, our prayer won't be exactly like what his prayer is, because we're going to have specific requests. But I want you to look at this prayer that he prayed. It's magnificent. He said in verse number 9, "And this I pray," and listen to this prayer, "that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." That's a precious prayer, isn't it? And Paul said, "I love you, church at Philippi. This is what I'm praying for you." There's a list of things there he prayed about. And I think sometimes we need to do that. And this is a simple list tonight. But we need to take time in our daily devotions and list things we're praying about for our church, specific things. You know what we do a lot of times? Lord, bless our church and help us to go forward and help us to reach people. But let's get more specific. Because nothing's dynamic unless it's specific, right? Let's be more specific about some things. And take some time to write down some things. And If you've already got that written down, Brother Mickey, you can come on up here and pray for us in just a moment. But we're praying about our church that the Lord would help us. By the way, you can add to your list later when you get home.
Dear Lord, we thank you again for being able to bow our head and call upon your name. Lord, we have many things, Lord, that we would like to see in this place. Lord, not just material things, but God, the spiritual things that are most needed. Lord, I pray, God, that we would examine all of our hearts, to examine ourselves, Lord, and find out where we are with thee. Lord, help me to draw closer to you. Lord, I pray, God, that this fellowship would draw closer to one another.
Yes.
Lord, that we would lock arms together and work till Jesus comes. Lord, I pray, God, that we'll go out of this place and, Lord, be the witness that we need to be and help draw others in. And, Lord, that we'll see great and mighty things done, Lord, for your honor and your glory. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll let it begin with me.
Yes.
Lord, I need you. Lord, every day we see people pass by. Lord, sometimes after they go by us, you convict us and say that there's one that you could have spoke to about me. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd help us to do that. Lord, help us to have a boldness to tell others about Christ and draw us close to you. As one big family, we'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You stay up here, Brother Mickey. If you want to get your Bible, you can. Sorry about that. Matthew chapter number 9, verse number 37. I know I'm unorthodox in how I do things. But I just try to be led of the Lord. And I hope this is making a difference in just your thought pattern. You know, the Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And I was thinking, you know, as I think about that, how he desires for our preachers to preach the truth, and how he desires for us to speak to him concerning things in our life personally. And then how he desires for us to pray for our church. And that's where I've gotten some of these things that I'm praying about tonight. Matthew chapter number 9, verse 37. The Bible says, "Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Now, I don't want you to misconstrue this, but the next thing is, I've given you six spots. You don't have to put anything, but surely we've got one name we can put down here that we're going to invite. But list the names of people that you will invite to the meeting. Now, here's what I don't want you to misunderstand. Invite people from other churches, and we're not necessarily trying to draw people from other churches to get them to come to our church. But you may find somebody that if you start praying about it, thinking about it, that you know you can reach with the gospel of Christ. And put a name down here and start praying about that. It may be a coworker, it may be a neighbor, it may be a friend you have that goes to another church, and encourage him to come Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, any one of those nights. You know, you say, why are you trying to get others to come? My first concern is for you to be here. Look, if our church shows up and no other church shows up, I'm happy. You know? And I'm going to say a lot about that Sunday morning. But I believe the preachers we have coming in be a great blessing to other churches. And you know, it's not all about us. It's all about the Lord. And if they can come in and get something that they can take back and use in their church, wouldn't that be a blessing? So we're going to invite folks to come. But we're praying. The Bible says that we have two scenarios in verse 37. One scenario, really, but two thoughts. The harvest is plenteous. In other words, there's multitudes of people out there that need the Lord. Multitudes. You know, Gracie sings that song, "Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eye. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where." Well, that's the truth. And every day when you're shopping, they pass you by. In your business, they pass you by. In your time of leisure, they pass you by. Out on the sidewalk, pass you by. And we don't know where they're headed. We need to pray for some boldness to speak to them about that. But wisdom in how to speak. But then we also want to invite others to come from other churches too. So I want you to think of some names here. Some people you're going to invite. And I think I'm going to have more than my allotted number, six, you know. And I don't think that this is an inspired piece of paper, by the way. It's just a piece of paper, and six was the number that I could fit on there properly. So that's why I stopped at six. But write some names down and think of some people you're going to invite. By the way, I already got some commitments today of people to come. So I'm excited about that. All right. Let's pray for these names and pray for these people that God would tender their hearts if they're lost, or that God would maybe allow our church to be a blessing to them if they're saved and a part of a good Bible-believing church. But let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you, Lord, for saving our soul. Lord, I remember the day you saved me. Lord, I remember the change that took place just because of your love. And I remember the burden that was lifted. I want to thank you for it. And Lord, every day there's people dying. And Lord, I pray that you'll give me a burden for that. Lord, I realize, God, that I've failed at being a faithful witness. Forgive me. But Lord, I pray that you'll help me. Lord, even with these names that I have down here, and Lord, I realize some of them are saved and in good churches, but Lord, I also think of these names that of people that I'm not sure of their soul, their condition. Lord, give me a boldness to speak to them. Lord, I pray their hearts would be open. Lord, to the gospel first of all, and to the invitation to come. And Lord, I pray that next week we'll see not only our church family here, but Lord, we'll see other brothers and sisters in Christ come and enjoy the blessings. And Lord, we'd even see people that are lost walk through the doors and hear the gospel. We leave those results to you. But Lord, help us to do our part. And Lord, for what's accomplished, we'll thank and praise you. For it's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen. Amen. I want you to turn with me now to the book of Philippians, chapter number 3. Excuse me. Ephesians, chapter number 3. Ephesians, chapter number 3. And I want you to look with me at verse number 20. Be sure and write that down. The Bible says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." This last one, I should have put a question mark by it, because I'm asking you a question. Will you trust the Lord for something that will extend you and some would call impossible? We limit God so much in our lives. But God wants to help us to step into the impossible, because nothing is impossible with the Lord. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Do you understand that God is able to extend us? And the things that you don't think you can do, God can do through you. And sometimes we need to step out by faith and just say, Lord, I'm going further than my ability, and I want to get in your ability. Brother Mickey, would you come and pray for us, please?
Lord, we thank you for being able to come and call upon your name again. Lord, I want to extend myself this week. I don't know in what capacity that you would have me to, but Lord, I'm praying that you'll give me something, Lord, and help me, Lord, to extend myself to whatever it will be, Lord, to give of myself more, and Lord, just do that, be willing to do that, that you would have before me, and Lord, I pray that each and every one of us will give of ourselves, and Lord, the most valuable thing that we can give is our time, and Lord, and be faithful, and I pray, God, that each and every one of us will be faithful during the meeting. Lord, I know that these folks are here, and they're our cream of the crop, and they're always here. Lord, I pray, God, that this Lord's Day, the house will be full, and Lord, they'll get the message, Lord, that we need to be faithful. Lord, it's hard to get something from your word if we're not faithful, and we're not present, and Lord, sometimes it's discouraging. But Lord, I'm glad that we know that, like David, we can encourage ourselves in the Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, when we're down and we're defeated, we can turn to your word. And Lord, we can encourage ourselves. And Lord, help us to encourage one another. Lord, someone that might be down, help us to just have a kind word and lift them up and get them back on their way. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll do a work in our heart this week. We'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You notice I didn't ask you to fill anything out about that last thing. I want you to think about it. I want you to ask God in the meeting to give you what you need to extend yourself. A word from Him. We need to do that sometimes, don't we? Extend ourselves. Will you take this? Keep it in your Bible, and in the place where you have your daily devotions, would you open it up to it and look at it, review it day by day, pray about these things day by day, trust the Lord with all this. I'm telling you, God's able to do great things and to make this prayer list something special to us. Now, what time is it? Good. We're done. So, a couple things. We can quit recording now, so that's good. Couple things I want you to do. I want you to be faithful next week. You know, not for me, but for yourself and for what God can do in your lives. Because I'm going to tell you something, God wants to do something. I look around, look.